Just leave your gun on the tip, on the tip. Lean back and stay a while, now the dick is monitor.
This is Brad Crandall, your host for Monitor 67 on this 30th and last day of April. In this half hour, we'll hear Mel Allen with all the latest sports news, and just ahead, an interview with the multi-talented Sammy Davis Jr., who intimates that a variety of show business skills may not necessarily be the best thing that can happen to a performer. Right now, let's listen to Monitor Music. Roger Williams and Love Me Forever. Now, as promised, here's the somewhat surprising conclusion of Sammy Davis Jr. that versatility in a performer may have its drawbacks as well as its advantages. Mr. Davis was interviewed by reporter Larry King.
Mel Torme has told us, and of course this has been true in his career, that multi-talent is not necessarily an advantage.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, you're a good drummer, you're a good singer, you're a good writer, and all this kind of thing. Sammy, to you it has been an advantage, don't you think?
It is, in a sense. The point of the advantage came in the early days when, as a dancer, a hoofer with the family, and I wanted to, you know, started doing the impressions and started to learn this, and the exposure to guys like, Donald O'Connor, and of course the contribution that a guy by the name of Mickey Looney made to me, my association with him, was a tremendous one. But he was the type of guy that advocated, go, learn that, do this, do that, yeah, Sam, try that, yeah, do that, so that they would help you. Now, I never knew at that time, and of course, being reared in show business in vaudeville in those days, where you had to be able to do a couple of things. Every singer had to be able to say a few lines, you know. And later on, getting into burlesque and watching those people in burlesque, the great days of burlesque, I was fortunate enough to catch that, they had to be able to do a lot of, the straight man had to be able to do a comedy thing. The singer off stage had to be able to come in and do straight lines.
Isn't it though difficult determining when you're going to go on stage what you're going to do?
No. See, I cut down in the old days. I used to feel that, gee whiz, boy, I want to show everybody on the stage what I can do, and I'll do it all in 1 hour. I'll dance, I'll sing, I'll play the drums, I'll do the impressions. Then if they want me to climb the walls, I'll do it. But now, knowing that this is my job, see, I work 40 weeks a year in nightclubs. If I do a movie or a television thing, that's something extra. But I'm a nightclub performer. So I try to switch it. Like this year, I'm not dancing in the dodo. Very little dancing. Now, maybe when I come back a year from now, whatever it is, maybe I'll have a big dancing thing so that people forget. The Impressions, for instance, used to take up 30 minutes of my act, and now it takes up less than 10.
Sammy, so, the Broadway show. I'd be remiss if we didn't discuss it. Why would you take something that pressured you into reading that same line 2:40 in the afternoon Wednesday and 8:40 Wednesday night and doing the same thing, that kind of thing, which would, I think, intend to inhibit a multifaceted person?
First of all, I want to act more than I like to eat. The show had something to say that had never been said before in a musical. I wanted to do that. I wanted to, now on a private level, my kids were getting to an age where I wanted to settle down for a couple of years and be one place with them. See him every day, see my family every day. In nightclubs, you can't do that. My kids are going to school now. It meant stabilization for me.
A couple of other things, Sammy. Is that TV Guide account of the demise of the television show a fair one?
70% right, I guess.
Yeah. Was that a very unhappy venture for you?
Well, it was unhappy based upon the fact of two things. That my own greed led me to it, my own destruction.
Greed?
Yes.
Financial greed.
Financial greed and emotional greed. I wanted to be the first Negro to have a series. And I would take anything. I broke maybe all the cardinal rules of good business, show business sense, in doing it. There were no guarantees. There were no nothing. I said, boy, we can do it. You know, oh, yeah, we'll do it. And boy, what a gas it'll be. I'll be the first cat, and then we'll open the door and so forth. And that blinded me to all the realities of the series. And then I did not know about the games people play in television. You know?
Games like?
You can't do this, you can't do that, don't do that, don't do this, don't open your collar, don't smoke on television, you can't do that, you got a cigarette, blah, blah. The 12 million things. All the things that I had to do to make me the performer that I am, the personality, rather, as far as the public is concerned. I couldn't do any of them on television.
But at the end of it, it was a groovy show.
It was a great show. There were some things that I was particularly proud of. The fact that we didn't give up. Before the first show went on the air, I knew it was over. See, I knew that. I was told it was over. My time slot for the next year had been sold. I couldn't possibly get on the air unless a miracle occurred. So I was told...
Before you started?
That's it. Before I started. It had nothing to do with ratings, nothing else. So most cats would have said, well, grab the money and run for the hills. But I said to myself and to my guys, I said, well, even though it's over, let's go for the best. Let's leave the game with a home run. And we were fortunate enough to do it because each show just went like this and kept getting better and better. So it was gratifying in that area, tremendously gratifying.
Some observations by Sammy Davis Jr., singer, dancer, author, TV, and movie performer. On monitor, Andy Williams with Born Free.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. Stay free where no walls divide you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living. But only worth living, 'cause you're born free.
Stay free, where no walls divide you.
You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide.
Shh.
Born free.
You're tuned to Monitor at 18 minutes after the hour. Coming up shortly, Mel Allen with all the latest news from the world of sports. So stay with us right here on the Monitor Beacon. Brad Grandall with more of Monitor 67, continuing with Jane Morgan singing The Three Bells.
All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love. All the chapel bells were ringing, what a great day.
This message meant for you.
Put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne. Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
Mealtime, party time, anytime is happy time with sparkling champagne. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Like nothing else you ever tasted except champagne. Buy sparkling champagne wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling champagne malt liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. And now at the Monitor Sports Desk, Mel Allen with Today in Sports, plus a look at the week ahead.
Thank you very much, Brad. Hello there, everybody. They've been playing baseball for over 100 years, and yet today they came up with something never happened in all that time. Take a guy like Steve Barber. Now, just a few weeks ago, he had a no-hitter going against California when Jim Fregosi doubled to break it up in the ninth inning. Today, in the first game of a doubleheader against Detroit, Steve Barber again pitching. He had a no-hitter for eight innings. He went into the ninth inning leading 1-0, walked the first two Tigers. They were advanced on a sacrifice. Now it's one out. Manager Hank Bauer went out to sort of settle down his pitcher. Then Barber got Willie Horton to foul out. Two away. Barber then got two strikes on Mickey Stanley. Then came a stunning series of events. Trying to put a little extra on the next pitch, he wild-pitched home the tying run. Stanley worked Barber for a walk, and then manager Hank Bauer took him out, sent Stu Miller in to relieve. The next batter was Don Wirt. He grounded Louis Aparicio, who flipped over to rookie second baseman Mark Bellinger, who dropped the ball, and the lead run came home. And so Detroit went ahead 2-1. Stu Miller... Miller got the next man out to complete a no-hit game. A no-hit game that was lost by Baltimore 2-1. The first time the two pitchers have combined in a nine-inning no-hitter and lost it. Earl Wilson got the win, gave up just two hits, needed help from Fred Gladding, though, in the last of the ninth. Elsewhere in the American League, Washington took a doubleheader from Minnesota, 7-3 and 1-0. Barry Moore pitching a one-hitter in the second game. That's the fifth one-hitter we've had so far this season. A two-out single by Cesar Tovar in the sixth inning. Kansas City nipped Boston 1-0 on Danny Cater's homer. The Yankees beat California 4-1 on the first game of doubleheader on Mickey Mantle's 10th inning homer with two on. Cleveland turned back Chicago 2-1 on the first game. National League, Pittsburgh shut out St. Louis 2-0 on Juan Pizarro's four-hitter. Chicago 4, Houston 1. San Francisco defeated the Dodgers 5-1. The Mets won the first game over Cincinnati 2-0 on Don Cardwell's three-hitter. Lost the second game 3-2. In the first game of doubleheader, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 6-4. In golf, Chichi Rodriguez won the Texas Open by one stroke from Bob Golby and Bob Charles. His first tournament victory since 1964. In Tehran today, at the opening session of the General Assembly of the National Olympic Committee from 66 countries, South Africa banned from attending preliminary meets for next year's Olympic Games. Looking ahead tomorrow, the start of National Plate Tennis Week. Tuesday, Game 6 in the National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoff finals, Montreal at Toronto. Toronto holds a 3-2 edge in the best-of-seven-game series. Wednesday, the National Basketball Association College Draft. Thursday, the Champions International Golf Tournament in Houston. Friday, the United States Volleyball Association's National Men's and Women's Open Championships in Detroit. And Saturday, the running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. And Sunday, the Grand Prix of Monaco Auto Race at Monte Carlo. With Brad Crandall driving, if he can get off. And that's what is and will be in sports, Brad. Mel Allen here, friends, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Thank you, Mel.
Plymouth is at the winning offer this year.
This is Edie Gourmet. You know, Plymouth dealers have been winning people over like mad. So you'd think they take a breather about now. Uh-uh. They're throwing a big bonus sale.
It's really the big sale of the year, Edie. Plymouth dealers are offering specially equipped Fury, Belvedere, and Valiant models with special equipment at specially reduced prices. Winning deals on the wild new Barracudas, too. See them now during Plymouth's big bonus sale.
Follow your heart to your Plymouth dealer today.
Save on a bonus special Plymouth today at your Plymouth dealers. It's his big bonus sale featuring specially equipped Plymouths at specially reduced prices. Going strong now. Cabaret, Andre Castellanets. This is Brad Crandall, your host for Monitor, the best sound around on the weekend scene, no matter where you are, no matter where you go in the USA. In and around Natchez, Mississippi, our friends hear us on station WMIS. And now, let's hear from all the members of our NBC family, and then more of Monitor 67.
Monitor, companion listening for people on the go on the NBC Radio Network.
This is Brad Crandall for Monitor, with a half hour coming up that includes Ben Grauer on location at the opening of Canada's Expo 67. Our social satirist Al Capp invites a king to visit Boston. And more listenable Monitor music, starting off with Dean Martin.
Lay some happiness on me. So the bright sun, you'll see no more loneliness to be.
now fly. Love me now, and I'll be glad later. Tell your troubles goodbye.
Lay some happiness on me. Show the brighter side. You'll see no more loneliness to be. Lay some happiness on me.
Spill that cup of trouble and sorrow. The sooner the better for you. Fill it up with a happy tomorrow. We got some living to do.
Lay some happiness on me. So the brighter side you'll see. No more loneliness to me. Lay some happiness on me.
Call me up and I'll speak spider. Honey, let's kiss me too. A good, good love makes a bad, bad fighter. And I'm not digging on you.
Lay some happiness on me. So the brighter side you see. No more loneliness to me. Lay some happiness on me. Lay some happiness on me. So the brighter side you see. No more loneliness to me. Lay some happiness on me.
Lay some happiness on me. This week marked the opening of Expo 67, Canada's spectacular World's Fair in Montreal. During the 6 months the fair will run, millions of visitors will have to be fed and housed in the area. How that problem of large-scale hospitality will be solved was told to Ben Grauer in Montreal by Mr. Mercier, the gentleman in charge of lodging the out-of-town visitors to Expo 67.
Well, Mr. Mercier, the great day has dawned and Expo 67 has opened. The crowds of people are descending upon you. Happy crowds.
Really are coming up in there.
Now, that brings the question. Montreal is a lovely city, but it's not the biggest city in the world. How many people are you expecting to come to Expo 67?
We expect 35 million visits on Expo 67 site, which will be built up from 10 to 12 million individuals.
Coming
two
or three times.
Three, four times, yes. Out of that, we feel that we'll have to lodge. And that's the question you're going to ask to me.
Where do they sleep?
Yes. We will have to lodge about 5 million visitors. According to statistics, the peak days will be about between 140,000 to 175,000 people. Mm-hmm. Right now, if we look at the story in 1963, we could lodge only about 65,000. Okay. So Lodge Expo, L-O-G-E-X-P-O,
lodge
went
from
to the provincial lodging service.
Lodge is from the French word loger.
That's right.
Yeah. L-O-G, yes.
L-O-G-E-X-P-O, with the provincial lodging service. Decided to go in other sectors and only commercial because it's understandable that nobody will build a hotel or big ones only for 6 months.
Right.
So there are, however, temporary motels being built up. Prefab type. Good type. It's about 15 by 20 rooms with double beds and baths and shower and TV.
How many of those units are ready?
We now have about 4,000 units of these.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to the beginning, the original basic hotels. What was the hotel equipment of
Montreal? Well, we had 27,000 rooms in an area of about 50 miles, and this was really not enough, yes. And we're bringing people too far away. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to get them closer to Expo 67 site. So these temporary motels,
yes.
Plus apartment, which is apartment houses, with 1.5 bachelor type, 2.5 and 2.5 rooms,
yes.
Decided to convert their apartment and giving basic hotel service, which are maid service, bellboy service. Most of them are equipped with restaurant facilities.
What we might call efficiencies here.
Efficiency apartment, that's
yes.
Right.
How about private homes? Did you do anything
like
that?
Oh, well, we were very lucky. We asked our population in the province of Quebec, and they offered their rooms like this in private homes. We now have 35,000 rooms available in private homes, all inspected, all classified and all rated as for prices by the provincial lodging service.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody will be able to charge more than the price set.
Mm-hmm.
The price will be on the door. And if you're not satisfied, you just call the provincial lodging service. The phone number will be on the door. And an inspector will be there in half an hour and solve your problem right there on a 24-hour basis. Another thing that we did, We found out that there was a lot of interest from groups of people, young people mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So we knock at the doors of all institutions, colleges, and universities. We have more than 15,000 beds.
Say, that's an interesting idea.
Very interesting. Dormitory type, you know.
Yes, or like hostels or dormitory, or and the youngsters like that kind of informal living.
And very cheap, from $250 to $350. And lately we've also developed, we got beds from the Army. And double deck bag.
Yeah.
And we'll put them in gymnasium room and recreation hall. And it'll be about $1.50 to $2 a night for a young kid.
So we have private homes and efficiency apartments and the standard hotels and motels you spoke of.
Yes. And there's a service called Lodge Expo, L-O-G-E-X-P-O. You write to Lodge Expo, Expo 67, Montreal. And you do require exactly what you want. How many people?
You must state the date of arrival and how many
people. The date of departure, how many people, what you feel you can pay for, and we guarantee that we will find an accommodation. Maybe not always the one you want, but we will certainly have a place for you to sleep during the evenings you will be in Montreal. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we know, another facility we have is the camping and trailer facilities. We have 20,000 sites available. We have 40% of them in an area of less than 30 minutes from the nearest entrance to Expo 67.
Thank you very much, Mr. Messier. This is Ben Grauer reporting for Monitor.
Margaret Whiting, Only Love Can Break a Heart. At 15 minutes before the hour, that is. You're listening to Monitor, with more coming up in every department. Nanette Fabre in 1 minute, so don't go away. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Why is it so few child stars remain in the business? What happens?
Do we have an hour and a half to talk about it?
No, but real quickly, how come?
Well, because the things that you learn as a child star not only don't serve you any use when you grow up, but I think that they hinder your career. Most children, child stars, learn how to get by on being cute and being, attractive without really dipping into the talent that they have. And suddenly the things that serve them well as a child no longer do them any good at all when they grow up.
Well, what happened?
I was an old lady when I was 3. That's why I didn't use any of my things from my childhood.
What are some of the things you did in your childhood?
I danced. That I've always used, and I love that. And I sang then, and I still sing. And I'll date myself. I was in vaudeville with Ben Turpin, see, so I go way back.
You know, a lot of moms and dads are listening in. Would you suggest a career for their offsprings if they think they really have the talent?
Yes and no. Personally, I had a stage mother, and I didn't like being pushed on the stage. I don't think it's fair to make a child compete on an adult level because they don't understand what it means to hit the clock right on the nose and make the time of the air date and things like that. And I frankly think it's wonderful to let a child learn all the things they want to learn. I learned how to fence and to horseback ride and to swim and to dance and to sing. And I've learned everything. And all of those things I've used in my career. But nothing that I did professionally ever helped me. I mean, on the stage. I think the mothers, if they want to do their children a great service, and if their children have talent, train them, but give them a good education.
And give them a choice.
Give them a choice when they grow up, sure.
And that, what are you going to do on the Colgate Comedy Hour?
I'm going to laugh a lot at all these funny people. I'm telling you, you should be here for these rehearsals. Well, you are here, but you wouldn't believe what's going on backstage, on the stage, off stage, around behind the scenery. I hope the show is 1/50th as funny as it is to us, and I think it'll be one of the best shows you've ever seen.
And Matt Fabry, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Hi, this is Edie Gourmet. Now, I'm not very handy with a slide rule, but Plymouth engineers have got to be something else. After they gave the new Plymouth Fury the biggest standard V8 in its class, you'd think they'd have just sat around slapping each other's backs. Well, not these guys.
Right, Edie. Plymouth engineers also fitted Fury with the largest optional V8 and the biggest brakes in its class, plus torsion bar suspension and very plush interiors. Drive a Fury soon. And just to please Plymouth engineers, take along a yardstick. Fury also has the largest trunk in its class.
Plymouth is out to win you over this year. Follow your heart, see your Plymouth dealer today.
Try a big, luxurious Fury today during your Plymouth dealer's bonus sale. He's offering specially equipped Plymouths at specially reduced prices. Shop now and save. And now, Monitor's expert on nothing, with opinions on everything, Al Capp, takes an unusually serious look at the matter of solving problems in your own backyard before you try to solve them on a world scale.
One of Martin Luther King's most bitter complaints is that the rest of us aren't spending enough money on the education of his people. King calls other American Negroes his people, but it does seem to be a case of unrequited love. When he visited Watts last year and walked up to a group of its residents and said, "I am Martin Luther King," they said,
"Martin Luther who?"
Well, Dr. King can get quite a bit more money spent on his people, who, I wish to remind him, are our people, too. If he'll come to Boston, and I'm sure that wherever he is, they'll be happy to have him go to Boston, I mean. The Boston School Department reported this week that last year it spent $140,000 to replace broken school windows, and this year it's going considerably higher. The highest breakage, as much as 600% higher than in the rest of the city, was in the Negro districts. Now, if Dr. King can spare a few moments from his divine mission of scolding everybody else to come to Boston and say a few firm, fatherly words of rebuke to those few of his people who are destroying the schools that the majority of his people cherish and that all of us pay for, he might do some solid, constructive good. It's been a long time since we had any of that stuff from you, Dr. King. This is Al Capp speaking to his doctor on NBC's Monitor.
Al Capp is a regular on Monitor every weekend.
it hurts to say goodbye.
To music by Vera Lynn, It Hurts to Say Goodbye. You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
And Bryant Gas Air Conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. It's quiet. And because it's gas, it's economical. It has fewer major moving parts, so there's less to wear out in service. Most gas companies sell in service Bryant and offer low interest financing with easy monthly payments.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, call your gas company or your Bryant dealer.
Thank you.
Walter Wanderley in Chiganka, and you're keeping up with the Weekend World on Monitor, and I'm your host, Brad Crandall, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour is coming up, and then more of Monitor 67.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Now at the Macy's near you, Macy's famous white sale. Big values in sheets, blankets, bedding accessories, towels. Just listen, $11 to $40 a dozen off first quality prices on famous make white percale sheets. $120,000 worth of Macy's own muslin and percale sheets on sale, including Permanent Press Supremacy sheets. And every spring-made sheet at Macy's on sale. Towels on sale, 23% off regular prices on Fieldcrest Velour bath towels. $12 a dozen off Martex bath towels. 41% less than first quality prices on J.P. Stevens towels. And listen, tomorrow, every Serene Fortrell 7 polyester pillow at Macy's on sale. $30,000 of Mayflower cotton mattress pads. $10,000 of fleece blankets and quilt covers on sale. Buy now, pay later. Don't miss this unusual May white sale at the Macy's near you tomorrow.
Big Town's all-night entrepreneur is Long John Neville, midnight to 5 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
60 degrees at 8 o'clock.